You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Roger Sutton. A study from the University of Michigan Health System has found that obese children are twice as likely to have diabetes than children who are of normal weight. The study was conducted by the Child Evaluation Research Unit in the UM's Mott Children's Hospital, and its lead author is Dr. Joyce Lee.
I'm a pediatric endocrinologist who sees a lot of children with diabetes. Studies in the literature have suggested that there's increasing numbers of children with type 2 diabetes, which is the type of diabetes that is associated in particular with obesity. And given the obesity epidemic, I particularly wanted to look at the likelihood of having diabetes associated with your weight status. We classified children into categories of normal weight, overweight, or obese based on their body mass index, or BMI, which is a measure of fat mass based on weight and height. Children who have a BMI greater than or equal than the 95th percentile were classified as being obese. We found that 30% of children with diabetes, type 1 or type 2, were obese. Among school-age children, obese children were more than twice as likely to have diabetes compared with children of normal weight. The association that we found between obesity and the likelihood of having diabetes suggests that we will be seeing greater numbers of children with diabetes as the epidemic of obesity in U.S. children continues to rise.
Type 2 diabetes used to occur mainly in adults who were overweight and ages 40 and older. Now, as more children and adolescents in the United States become overweight and inactive, type 2 diabetes is occurring more often in young people.
We found that the absolute risk of a child developing diabetes by age 18 is still less than 1%. However, even if obese children don't develop diabetes in childhood, we know that obese adolescents tend to become obese adults, which could lead to large increases in the rates of adult diabetes in this country.
So what should parents do?
If they haven't already, parents should first take their children to the doctor to have their height and weight measured in order to calculate a body mass index, which is a measure of body fat. Based on this number, the doctor can tell them whether their child is normal weight, overweight, or obese, and parents should be particularly concerned if their children fall into the overweight or the obese categories. Regardless of weight status, all parents should encourage their children to maintain a healthy lifestyle with regard to both diet and exercise. With regard to diet, parents should try to reduce or eliminate intake of soda, sweetened beverages, and fast food from their children's diets, and also try and increase their child's intake of fruit and vegetables. And with regard to physical activity, they should decrease the hours that their children spend watching TV and spending time on the computer, and encourage regular physical activity for their children.
The study was based on data from the National Survey of Children's Health gathered in 2003 and 2004.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.